How great was it yesterday? Major League Baseball was back, spring training. Rules a little quirky. You get some five-inning games. You get some seven-inning games. You might have not have three outs in an inning. They've kind of mutually agreed that the only nine-inning games are going to be the ESPN nationally televised games. The Phillies yesterday, I was relaying this story earlier this morning, the Phillies pitchers threw 50 pitches in one inning. They got two outs, and then they were decided that the inning was over. So spring training is going to be a little bit different, but it's the whole buildup to the start of the season. But it was great yesterday to see baseball, and there were fans in the stands in Arizona and Florida. So we're just kind of gave you a sense of normalcy with the fans that were in the stands. You know, spring training is so great. It's a lax atmosphere. Live TV get hot mics. Major League Baseball is on a good stretch of interviewing a player in the dugout and something big happens and then the player curses. That happened yesterday in the Yankees game. But it was nice to see highlights, nice to see fans. You know, you're a little bit restricted because some of the COVID-19 restrictions. I noticed on the berm areas, like there are squares that are spray painted on the grass where four people can sit into. The other thing I think we're going to find out is we get the return to our stadiums, get more and more fans in them, the kind of impact it'll have on the field. I think it'll have a great impact. You don't think that players, especially in baseball, where you desperately miss the fans because you have such a really good relationship to the fans and they get close to you, that the performance on the field may be really, really good, even better because of the juice that players are going to get from performing in front of fans once again. And the fans that were in Sarasota yesterday, Trey Mancini from the Orioles, who is coming back from colon cancer, the ovation that they gave him, they gave him a standing ovation. It was the umpires. It was both teams. And he got a base hit. And he's coming back. He had stage 3 colon cancer. Missed the entire year last year for the Orioles. Good player. Came to bat, and they gave him a standing ovation. I've said this. I mean, I'm pretty honest. I told you earlier today I don't know how to tie a tie. I think I'm the first time I'm back in a major league ballpark. And I went to a couple games last year, but it was Target Field. I sat in the press box. I think I might be kind of emotional. I think I'll be really emotional when I can go back to Wrigley Field this year. And it looks like they're making strides in Chicago where they will have some sort of fans, like maybe 12,000 on the north and south side. And I'm thinking maybe a little bit later in the summer when they start to expand the capacity, it might be easier to get tickets. I do think there's going to be an emotion. Just like where the biggest sporting event around here will be, hopefully 90K on 9/11 when Nebraska football reopens Memorial Stadium, there'll be people that'll be pretty emotional. You might have a tear in your eye. It might feel like it's all brand new again. Now, what was the same yesterday is Angel Hernandez doesn't do his job very well as a ball strike umpire. He got roasted by the Cardinals broadcasting crew only a few pitches into the season. Hernandez is a terrible home plate umpire. On the bases, he's okay. But somehow he continues to keep his job in Major League Baseball. But I will defend him. The camera angle in spring training games is not necessarily straight on. So some pitches look worse than others. So that'll be the only time ever that I will back up Angel Hernandez. But other than that, he's a bad ball strike umpire, which every time that he umpires, there's the call for the automated strike zone. What they should do before they ever go to the automated strike zone, umpires in baseball that are good home plate umpires, why don't we find a way for them to do home plate more often? Now, I know you can't do it every day, but there's some umpires are better on the bases. Why don't you put a crew together that's got two guys that are good on the bases and two guys that are good at calling balls and strikes? And those two guys that call balls and strikes, they just rotate. And the guys that do the bases, they rotate. But Angel Hernandez, remember, he sued Major League Baseball, and he still has his job. Doesn't make sense at all. Couple other quick baseball notes before we get to Andrew here. we have an addition to what's the thing called when you have you're in a movie? What's that? Is it the IDB?
IMBD.
Okay. You know, if you appear in a movie, you're on that site.
Yeah.
If anybody has seen the Tom and Jerry movie that has been released.
I've definitely seen the commercials.
There is a Major League Baseball player that hits a home run in Tom and Jerry that has a Nebraska connection.
Oh.
Alex Gordon hits a home run in Tom and Jerry.
Oh, wow.
Playing against the Yankees.
Oh, wow.
So if you are going to sit down and watch that movie, it's not getting great ratings. But what do you expect? You think Tom and Jerry is all of a sudden going to be winning a Golden Globe?
It came out of nowhere, to be honest.
Borat did well last night, the Golden Globes.
Anyway.
I mean, what do you expect when you go to a Tom and Jerry movie?
Yeah.
I expect the same Tom and Jerry humor.
Bingo.
What do you think? It's going to pull your heartstrings and they're all of a sudden going to get together?
Yeah.
And start making babies or something like that?
Stop.
If that's possible. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how a mouse and a cat get together.
Oh, my.
I mean, what do you want? How do you review a Tom and Jerry movie? Okay, what do you want?
Legitimately.
Like them to, one, to become a heel? All of a sudden to flip roles? But Alex Gordon is in Tom and Jerry. Just briefly.
What?
Just briefly. All right, we have tickets to give away to Omaha Creighton Baseball. Now, these are tickets. We have a pair of tickets. These are for Saturday's game. This weekend, Tal Anderson Field is going to open up across from Baxter Arena. It's the baseball softball complex, and Omaha and Creighton are going to open it up. They play on Friday at 3, Saturday at 3, Sunday at 1. These are tickets for Saturday's game. Saturday's game.
So if you can't go, don't participate. Oh, that is so frustrating. If you know you got plans on Saturday, a wedding or something, you got something to do, you're building a shed in the backyard, don't participate if you know you can't go. It's very frustrating to deal with. Anyway, sorry.
Building a shed in the backyard?
I had to find something.
Let's do this via email.
Oh, perfect.
George at 1620thezone.com. These are for a pair of tickets to the Omaha Creighton game on Saturday at the brand new Omaha Baseball Stadium. The Omaha baseball coach, Evan Porter, they are the defending Summit League tournament champions. They are hosting the Summit League tournament. They've just gone through a weekend where they split with Mizzou the weekend before they split with Oklahoma. Evan Porter, head coach. He doesn't have to, like, live out of his car to coach Omaha baseball. They've got a facility. It is beautiful. If anybody has seen it, and they're starting to leave the lights on now at night, and it's I live in the neighborhood, so I've seen it come up from the ground. It's going to be fantastic. It's a great addition to Omaha athletics. It's a great addition to this community. But Evan Porter, you know, his team, he hasn't been the head coach very long, but he was here as a player. You got to go to Seymour Smith. Guys park in the parking lot. They get dressed, you know, like in the cars, and then they walk into the facility. Don't have that anymore. No knock on Seymour Smith. People out there did a great job, but Omaha finally has their own facility. Evan Porter has spent basically his entire baseball career in this town. Where did he go to high school? George at 1620thezone.com. George will select a winner, and you'll win two tickets to the Omaha Creighton game coming up on Saturday. And the weather on Saturday is going to be good as well. So yeah. Where did Evan Porter, Omaha's baseball coach, go to high school? George at 1620thezone.com. I didn't know if you had something to add to spending Saturday building a she shed.
I had to find something. I was like, what are you doing in the backyard? You're building a shed. I don't know.
By the way, I have a couple questions about the Golden Globes. What I watched of last night. By the way, Jason Sudeikis wearing a tie-dye hoodie was fantastic.
Fantastic.
But if anybody saw Jeff Daniels, where he was at when he was on camera with his Zoom, mm-hmm. I got questions. Ooh. Andrew's got a question first. Hello, Andrew. Good Monday morning, or now afternoon.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I've got a second question now that you bring up UNO Stadium. My first question is, what happened to the Boston Red Sox? How did that fall become so quick?
They did not want to spend money, and so you let a guy like Mookie Betts get away. Yeah, You get rid of Price.
Wasn't their farm league somewhat decent?
They have some young talent that is coming up, but they got old. They got a little bit older, and guys were coming up on big paydays, and they elected to go a different route where they went with their youth that was coming out of their farm system, and so the bets and the prices, it was time to move on, and you know, and then they had Pedroia retire. They didn't do a very good job in transitioning from their last World Series to where they are now.
Okay, and then.
But they also had Chris Sale go down as well.
Yes, that's true. Do you see Creighton baseball ever building a stadium that's more realistic in size? I mean, I know they use TD Ameritrade, but I would prefer something like UNO, kind of a smaller hometown feel.
Now, Andrew, I actually, if you would have told me that 5 years ago, either Omaha or Creighton is going to build an essentially an on-campus facility, I would have said it's Creighton. Because I'm with you, and thank you for the phone call. You know, before TD Ameritrade came about, they played in the parking lot. And you would hit a pop-up to center field and or the outfield, and if someone didn't come in to make a catch and it hit on that turf, more than likely it was going over the fence on a ground rule double. But it was a very unique place, and I mean, it still exists, but last time I checked, the turf was not in great shape. But Creighton baseball, you can't pick up a recruit at the airport and drive him by TD Ameritrade and go, yeah, that's where the College World Series is. We don't play here, but we play here on campus. There's a lot of prestige for them playing at TD Ameritrade. You know, small crowd doesn't look great, but you're still playing at the home of the College World Series, and that's one of your recruiting tools. But I think an on-campus facility for Creighton, and you could still play some of your more marquee games, like Creighton would do when they would go to Rosenblatt and play. You could still play some of your marquee games at TD Ameritrade, but they've elected to, and I'm sure there's some space issues and some financial issues, they've elected to continue to remain as their home field as TD Ameritrade. And it's not bad. If you're recruiting, you say, hey, we play in the home of the College World Series. Look at this great facility that we play in. We got our own clubhouse. We got indoor hitting tunnel. It's the CWS. But in terms of the fan base and people they draw to their games, yeah, having a nice little, and in Creighton's situation, it would be, you know, 3,000-4,000 on campus, really, really nice facility that gives you everything that you need to be successful, I think would be ideal. And Omaha baseball has turned the corner, and this comes at the right time. Omaha baseball is in a good spot right now, and getting this facility will only add to it because, look, they've been able to recruit and convince local kids, and there's an abundance of talent throughout Omaha and the state of Nebraska for baseball. They've been able to convince kids to stay home when they were playing at Seymour Smith. And all these kids saw on recruiting visits was plans that were shown to them by an athletic director. Now they're shown the actual facility. It's kind of like Omaha hockey. Before Baxter Arena was built, and you were playing at Civic Auditorium, but yet you had what would it be at the time still the CenturyLink, right? You can't pick a recruit up at the airport, and they see as you know you make the turn on Abbott Drive, you see the CHI Health Center, and you're like, oh man, that's an NBA arena. How mammoth that structure is with the convention center. You can't drive a recruit by there and go, yeah, we don't play there. We play downtown and pull up to the Civic Auditorium. That kind of moved the process of Omaha playing it, then the CenturyLink along. Kind of the same way with Creighton baseball. Even though I bet if we pressed people inside of the program, they would say, yeah, we'd love to have our own campus facility. Give us 3,000-4,000, beautiful on-campus facility. It'd be ideal. Still play marquee games like Nebraska and, you know, maybe UConn now at TD Ameritrade or a big non-conference game or series. But, yeah, we like our home, you know, like being on campus. It's for people that will get a chance to see it this weekend or in the future, that Omaha softball baseball complex is fantastic. It is ideal for what Omaha needs. Omaha's not drawing 5,000 people to a baseball game, at least not now. It's a great size for them, gives them everything they need, free parking, large spot. kudos to the athletic department for getting that done, and in a short amount of time. All right, 12:56. Next hour, Shelby Mast will join us. 2 weeks from today, we have a bracket. Shelby put out his latest mock bracket in USA Today this morning. We will break it down. What he thinks of the Big East, the resume of Creighton, the resume of Villanova. They meet on Wednesday night in Philadelphia. And Creighton is back in the driver's seat. Creighton wins two games. They win the Big East regular season title. They got some help from Butler. Oh, by the way, Butler, who punked Villanova yesterday in Indy, they don't play again until they play Creighton on Saturday. Who's the best team in the Big East? And I've already said Michigan's going to win the national championship in basketball. Who from the Big Ten does Shelby think will be joining them in the Sweet 16? Is a fourth of the Big Ten going to have spots in the Sweet 16? Fourth of the Sweet 16 is going to be held by Big Ten teams. And also, what is the impact of Baylor's loss against KU? Might be a bigger concern with Baylor is what is COVID's impact on Baylor? They played Iowa State and KU. Haven't looked the same, especially shooting the basketball. That's all to come in the last hour of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.